BC's Privacy Commissioner says the Provincial Health Services Authority, PHSA, has taken positive steps to strengthen the privacy and security of the provincial public health information system. Every day, hundreds of healthcare workers and policymakers across BC access the system, Commissioner Michael McAvoy said in the report. It is critical not only for the protection of British Columbians' information and privacy rights, but also for the continued delivery of essential services without disruption, that robust privacy and security controls be in place for the system, he said. The follow-up comes in the wake of an Office of the Information and Privacy Commissioner's December 2022 report that found the PHSA's failure to address security and privacy vulnerabilities put British Columbians at risk. There, the office said the system and the citizens' information it contains are vulnerable to malicious attacks or employee abuses. In a report released December 15, 2022, McAvoy said there are many areas where the system is vulnerable. The system contains some of our most sensitive health information, matters relating to our mental and sexual health, infectious diseases and more, McAvoy said. It is imperative that the Provincial Health Services Authority, PHSA, put in place commensurate security measures to protect British Columbians from potential harms. That report made 7 recommendations, including that the PHSA acquire, configure, and deploy a privacy-tailored proactive audit system, ensure a multi-factor authentication solution meeting provincial standards is used to log onto the system, encrypt personal information within the database at rest, and create appropriate written security architecture that includes full systems design documents and operations manuals for each component of the system. Now, the office said, the 6-month follow-up shows 2 recommendations fully implemented, 3 substantially implemented, and the remaining 2 partially implemented with progress continuing. As examples of work completed, the office cited encrypting personal information, including tables containing personal information, in the system, implementing an ongoing application vulnerability management program to monitor for risk exposures, completing initial patching updates, and reporting on risk management assessments to senior management. The implementation of the security architecture document now provides a roadmap to the PHSA for applying the security controls that should have been in place from the outset. Performing regular penetration testing will now help identify the control areas that need strengthening, including user education, McAvoy said. He said he is encouraged by the PHSA's efforts to ensure British Columbians' trust in the health system. Moreover, McAvoy said in the report, the recommendations are ones many public agencies can apply to their own systems to ensure people's data privacy.